It's pretty thrilling that Adventures in Artslandia is going to now be on iTunes and available for consumption by all. What got me interested in this in the first place was, what gets artists excited? What are they doing and how are they doing it? I hope it interests you as much as it interests me. Enjoy this podcast that's live from Artslandia launch. We're at the Artslandia launch party, and I have my first interview here with Kimberly Colburn, who is one of Artslandia VIPs. And why are you?
I am here to have a great evening and mingle with a lot of great Portland artists. I'm so excited to be here. It's the first time I've been in the magazine, and so it was an honor to be asked, and it's great to be here.
What was your favorite place?
My favorite place was the Max.
Oh,
yeah.
I love it.
I live in old downtown Beaverton, which I love, and I can walk to the Max from where I live.
I've been taking the Max and the bus for about the last...
I've been following your adventures.
It is so much fun. I love it.
Yes, exactly.
So, I was just talking to someone and I thought, why is the Max not doing a map for people to get to Arts?
Exactly. And they totally should, because it makes it so much easier.
Yes.
I mean, I'm doing a show out at the Bag and Baggage Theater out in Hillsboro.
Right.
And I can take the Max out there for my shows in the evening.
It's so great.
It's so accessible. And it was just... You know, the Max gets me to all my favorite places that I've ever want to go and help me discover all kinds of new places. So
that's what's so much fun about it. All right, now you're going to tag somebody.
Yes, I am.
And then we'll go from there.
Okay.
Thanks for talking to me.
Thank you.
Enjoy the party.
We'll do.
This is my dear friend, Miss Valerie Mallinson, here at the White Party. Hello.
And tell me why you are here.
I am here because you inspired me to drive the Uber car for Uber Ice Cream Day.
Oh my gosh, I didn't realize that.
And I drove Katrina Galka from Portland
Outrun. That's right, I remember meeting you outside on the street.
Yes.
That was incredible.
She popped up out of my sunroof.
Yes.
And sang Omio Babino Caro all day.
She's an incredible talent.
It was amazing.
It was a really
cool experience.
Oh, that's so neat.
Yeah, and you also inspired us to go on and do a Facebook Live post. So
that was all my driver.
It was amazing.
Yeah, that was a really fun day.
It was a really fun day. And then we got the Oregonian ordered ice cream, and we managed to be the ones that were tagged and pulled up. I totally double parked, and we got a profile on the Oregonian.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
That is so cool.
So, because you sent an email to Claire, and Claire sent an email to me because we had just had lunch, and she found out that I had just decided to start driving for Uber.
Well, that is... Now, what were you doing before you drove for Uber?
I'm an author.
Oh, for heaven's sake, I didn't realize that. What do you write?
I am the author of The Dog Lover's Companion to the Pacific Northwest.
That's so fascinating. I'm going to have to get a copy of that.
Yeah, so it's to travel guide for people who travel with their dogs in Oregon, Washington, and British Columbia.
That is incredible.
Where you play, where you stay, where all the dog parks, all the beaches, recreation areas.
So here at the Society Hotel, do they accept dogs? Do you know yet?
I don't know.
You're going to have to find out.
I am going to have to find out.
Report back.
Okay, we'll do.
So now your job is to go out into the party, tag somebody, introduce them to me.
Okay.
And for the next interview.
All right, I will.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too, Susanna.
For the second time.
Right. Latka costume.
That's right. Right. Third time. Dang, it's all... Wow.
It's really a small world.
It is a small world.
It really is. Okay, I will go tag someone.
Okay.
Hey.
Susanna, this is Claire Willett.
Oh, we're old friends.
We're old friends.
Okay. No, but how would you know that?
I wouldn't know that.
Thank you for the introduction.
You bet.
Thanks, now.
Loved you as Mrs. Lovett.
Saw twice.
You did. Thank you.
Claire Willett.
Hi, Susanna Mars.
What are you doing here?
I am currently drinking wine and enjoying these lovely views.
Are you not live tweeting this party?
No, I'm not. No, I am just here as a human person.
You have got so many amazing things going on. What's going on with the book?
Okay, so the book's doing really well. The publisher wants a sequel,
right?
Which is super exciting. So I'm working in the next 2 months to get an outline done for that. I've got some ideas sort of noodling around. I think this one's, the first one was very like Watergate kind of journalism espionage, and this one's gonna be more, I think, like a Soviet spy thriller.
Nice.
But the same sort of group of time travelers doing their time travel thing. So that's sort of one of my big fall projects. And then I'm workshopping Dear Galileo for a reading in New York in December.
Oh, that's so exciting.
Yeah.
Awesome. Life is good.
Life is good. Yeah, it's really busy. It's always really busy. But it's all really exciting things.
Right.
Yeah.
So what do you love about Artslandia?
What I love about Artslandia is I'm really excited by, like, first, my personal favorite is Artslandia, the Performances magazine. Like, I'm the kind of person who likes to sort of get there a little bit early, you know, so you can sort of sit in your seat and relax and have something, like, substantive to you. Like, I don't like being rushed and, like, zoom in at curtain.
Right.
I want to get there, like, right when the door is open and find my seat and then have something thoughtful and substantive to read. And I've just been really excited about the volume of coverage that they have, the, like, really interesting sort of feature pieces that you can't find anywhere else. They have such good writers. So that's something that I think is just a really fun thing they brought to Portland that we didn't have before.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Well, would you go into the party and find someone to introduce me to that I can interview next?
Absolutely.
It's a tag team.
Yay, okay, I'm on it. Thanks, Susanna.
Interview.
Yes. So, Scott, what are you doing here at the party?
I'm apparently not wearing white, which we were all supposed to do.
Well, you're wearing a white t-shirt.
I'm wearing a white t-shirt.
You might want to just pull that up a little bit higher.
Unbutton a little bit, some more white
fills. Yeah, show your white.
Yeah, I missed that part of it.
It's all good.
But it's good. It's good to be up here. I haven't been here before.
I have neither. It's at the Society Hotel, by the way.
On the roof.
Right. And it's beautiful. I mean, we're on Southwest 3rd and Davis.
Yes.
It's a really cool space.
Yeah, and it used to be kind of a derelict hotel. And
how long has it been open, do you know?
My guess would be 3 months.
Oh, 3 months?
Maybe I'm wrong. Time flies.
No, I mean, no, I would think that you're probably right, but I mean, it's really a cool spot.
Yeah, it's great. I know that Byron Beck came to the opening and posted on Facebook, and I think that wasn't that long ago.
So, needless to say, Northwest Dance Project is doing a million amazing things.
Yeah, we're working on a show that has 3 world premieres for October 13th, 14th, and 15th.
I keep hearing Bolero.
I keep hearing the music every single day.
I keep thinking 10.
Yeah, exactly. It's making me a little horny, I gotta say.
It's good for your, you know, home life.
Yeah. Right? I know, right?
Hopefully. Yeah, but it is very, very indicative music of a certain activity.
Yes, it really is.
Esau and the choreographer described it as a 12-minute orgasm.
Wow, that just
fell
a lot of tickets.
There we go. So come have an experience of your life.
All right, well, now, your job now is to go out to the party, tag someone to introduce me to, interview for the next person.
I'll go get you another victim.
Victim, good luck.
So I was tagged by Claire Willett.
Okay, Bianca.
Yes.
Last name?
McCarthy.
McCarthy. Now, tell me, why are you here?
I am here because this is our first time being in Artslandia as an organization.
Organization?
Echo Theater Company.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, now, are you one of the 50 most?
I am not.
You're not a 50 person.
No, I'm not a 50 person.
You're a company, or you're in the magazine for the first time.
We're an advertiser, featured organization. In fact, we're going to meet in Artslandia and Kidslandia, actually. So Kidslandia is more of our thing, actually. So.
Well, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
So what are you up to this season?
We have a cool show that we've been developing. It's a world premiere. And so it's called Superhero Old Folks Home.
Okay, that's really interesting because I want to say 10 years ago, I cut out a photograph. It was of an art installation in New York, and it was a superhero old folks home.
Really?
I should show it to you.
You totally should. I would love to see that.
It really hit me. I cut it out and I kept it for a piece I was working on because it was an old age home with superheroes.
Yep.
And they were in wheelchairs, and it was all sculpture. Okay, tell me more about your project. That's amazing.
Yes. Our creative director, Aaron Wheeler Kay, had this vision of pulling this all together, and he wants to tell the story of elders. It really was inspired by, he lost his grandfather about a year ago, and it was really inspired by that idea of passing stories along and everyone being the hero of their own life. And then he developed this whole world of characters, a whole world of superhero characters, and it's a multi-generational story. So it tells the story of the father figure, superhero, passing the powers on to his daughter, and then she has an adopted daughter with special powers, and so it's sort of passing the torch along with all the great tricks and things that you can do with being a superhero.
Oh, that's incredible.
Yeah, it's really fun.
And are you in rehearsal for that now?
We are. We just started.
When does it open?
December.
December. Great. So the website you can probably find in the magazine.
Yes. I go theatertdx.org.
Awesome. people will be interested. Yeah. Oh, that sounds like an
We're really excited.
Project.
It's going to be really fun.
What's the cast like?
We're using people of all different abilities and all different ages, and so it's really fun to bring everyone together to collaborate.
Yeah. Wow, I'm so glad you came up and met me and said hey.
Yeah, I'm excited too.
Now you get to go tag someone out
there. I'm
going
to tag somebody.
Wonderful to see you.
Yes.
I'll look forward to, I'm actually going to look in the magazine and learn more.
Great.
I know everybody else will.
Thank you.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Introduce yourself to the people.
I am Kate Zipsy. I am a cousin of Will Nielsen.
Yes.
Photography.
Oh, yes. So that's why, well, why are you here?
Well, I'm here to support my cousin in the magazines.
And are you an artist?
I just graduated from an MFA program in creative writing.
Oh,
and I do some visual designs as well. So, yeah.
So, yes.
So, yeah.
Are you working in Portland?
I just moved back here about a week ago. So, I hope to plant a job at some time soon.
That's hard, right?
Yeah, but I'm hopeful.
Yeah, yeah. A part of it is just getting out there and meeting all the people in Portland.
Very
true. So many fantastic people here.
That's true.
I mean,
true. Yeah. No, I mean, I grew up here, so it's a ripe city for.
What would be your dream job?
Dream job. Probably it would be tripart, like one, the you know famous author.
Right.
Two, probably write also graphic novel stuff.
Nice.
And then also get into the advertising world somehow, doing like shorts, either for commercials or.
There's great things to get involved with.
Yeah.
Have you, did you work on a project when you did your MFA that's something really...
Yeah, I have part of a novel started, I have a few nonfiction essays, and then part of a graphic novel.
When you write those types of things, you submit them to publishers, and then you...
You do. I've been shy about it thus far, because I want to make sure it's, you know, perfect before you send it out to the
world. Oh, the old wait till it's perfect.
Yeah, 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 exactly. So,
just
have another 80 years, right, to be working on it.
Don't wait that long.
Okay.
Now, you get to go out
to pick someone.
Pick someone to be interviewed. You have to introduce them.
Okay, great.
Great to meet you.
You too.
Susanna, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good. Should I sit down with you?
You can, why not?
Let us sit.
Come on over. You've just got to introduce yourself to the people of Adventures in Artslandia.
Hello, people of Adventures of Artslandia. I'm John Zajac.
In Artslandia.
Adventures in Artslandia.
Tell us why you're here.
I am here because I founded an organization called Isinglass.
Yes, of course, because you have podcasted with us many, many years ago.
I did, many months ago.
In fact, I was just meeting with someone, and I said, you need to talk to Isinglass, because they might be able to help you with your next step on this project.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, Chata Addy.
Do they have a... What
he
is
made,
the...
make contact with you.
That's awesome.
He's doing a festival of all cultures in North Portland.
That's amazing.
Yeah, he's a great person. And
awesome.
Anyway, he may be reaching out to you.
I'd love to meet all sorts of artists in town, because that's kind of what we do, is we build connections between artists and businesses and other organizations.
And that is a key piece of the puzzle as an artist, is to find people who are going to support the work you're doing.
Yeah, exactly.
What have you been working on lately?
We have been doing a huge amount of work with Portland Public Schools.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
And how's it going?
It's going fabulously. Actually, we are exploring partnerships with some theaters in town to help us host our summer program, so our summer leadership program, EGG.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also working really closely with Kristen Brayson, who's the TOSA
She's
of the
amazing.
Arts. I love her so much.
I
it's
do
unbelievable.
Too. She's such a great person.
I know.
And an incredible artist
and
herself.
We're so lucky to have her.
Right.
So lucky to have her as a part of the administration here. And what we're actually working on is solving some problems that have arisen this year with the arts education programs that are more systemic, and they need a partner in order to help solve them. And I can't go into too many details just because we're still figuring it out.
Right.
But it's been really gratifying work. It's essentially we're stepping up to help provide some services for the arts teachers, all of the arts teachers, K through 12.
That's so great, because I would say, or I would think, and I'm, correct me if I'm wrong, that part, an important part of being an arts educator is being inspired and being able to see work and learn new ways to make work with students that's, you know, effective and enjoyable.
Oh, absolutely. And I think all of our art teachers in this town, I know probably 30 of them, there are 45 in town, and I know probably about 30 of them, and they're all so dedicated, and they really know. Here's what's really cool. We just have an embarrassment of riches when it comes to their dedication, and also when it comes to their creativity in partnering with other arts, partnering with other organizations, partnering with other disciplines in their schools.
Right.
And one of the things they need is just for people to help them overcome some of the systemic problems they face within the system, within the district, and also help them overcome a lot of their resource problems, because, you know, as we know, art teachers don't get a ton of money. Teachers in general don't. But, you know, art teachers can get funding as low as $480 a year, which is actually coming up in Artslandia Kids. We have an infographic that talks about it.
It's so interesting, because my kids went to Barlow High School, and I know our art our drama teacher, Jeff Schroeder, he enlists his dad to build sets and such. And, I mean, he does great work. It's incredible how resourceful these teachers are.
I learned so – I think of myself as resourceful, but, like, when I hear – one of our board members is Tom Beckett, who's the theater teacher at Cleveland.
Right.
And he is just – he's – oh, my gosh. The way that he can raise money and fundraise and apply for grants and have a really three-dimensional program – and, you know, it helps that he bought in
grants.
No, grants.
Oh, I
getting like grants from foundations.
I can't remember.
The teacher at Grant.
No, where is he teaching?
At Cleveland High School.
Cleveland, that's what you said. Yeah. That I just couldn't remember.
Yeah, and so he, it's actually kind of remarkable, because the way that he supports his program is to the tune of, you know, 100-120 hours a week, and he is so dedicated to it. And what's remarkable is that he bought into the summer program EGG really early on. Mm-hmm. He recognized that it had a lot of potential. Mm-hmm. So now he actually has 5 EGG graduates in his school who are all doing extraordinary outreach and advocacy work with his kids. And so, for example, we have a kid who graduated this last summer who is creating a training program for kids specifically to learn design and tech.
Wow.
So that we can, so she can keep the institutional knowledge as a part of the program, so that there's always kids that have a background in tech.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, because a lot of times there's one class that knows a ton about it,
right?
And then they graduate, and
then you're done.
It's like very difficult to find more. So they're trying to create a culture of kids educating kids and mentoring kids.
Oh, right, and that's so much fun.
It's fun, and it's necessary,
and it creates great opportunities for young people to make relationships and just kind of support each other in that way. That's incredible.
We have a kid. We have a young man who's actually goes to Wilson, who is reaching to both of the middle schools that feed in, because when he did his research, he actually recognized that, especially boys that come may have participated in theater in the middle school in 8th grade, when they come to high school at Wilson, they just drop off because they think it's not cool, or they're like, no, I'm not going to do that in high school. And so what he's doing is actually creating a program that talks to them in 8th grade and grabs them when they come to high school in 9th grade. It's amazing what these kids do when you give them these tools and you help them.
And you kind of treat them as like artists, in that they are going to be propelling themselves through their work, and then growing themselves and growing fellow artists.
Yeah, they're really spreading the education we give them to everyone that they encounter, and that's like
everything about it's fantastic.
Yeah, it's the whole point of the program, and we've just seen it proven over and over and over again that if you give kids the tools, they will bring more art back to their high schools and their middle schools. They just need to be given the permission and the confidence to do it.
So true. And then what a boon to teachers.
Oh, yeah.
You're telling kids that they can do stuff, and they have, you know, the personal power to do things like that.
And they can take over stuff, right? These kids, when they're upperclassmen,
and
like,
there's so much to do when you're putting up a big production.
And when you have $480, that's for sure, too. You need to recruit as many people as you can.
Right.
You know, Jamie at Wilson is a huge fan of the program, too. He has, I think, two graduates of the program now because one of the first people that were in the program graduated this year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so he has two, though. He has two ed kids.
So good about that.
It's, you know, it was an experiment. It was an ambitious experiment, and it's been really gratifying, but also exciting.
And you feel good about continuing, it sounds like. I mean, you're
in
this.
Oh, yeah. We want to spread to other cities. We're actually in conversation with a couple of theaters in Seattle and Chicago to actually bring the... They host the program and we help them operate it.
Oh, that's great.
So we can spread into other cities. I want to make a program, an advocacy program like Egg, be an institution in every city within our community because I think it's so necessary.
What a goal. That's wonderful.
Hey, we're foolhardy dreamers at Eyes and Ass, so why not?
Why not?
Right? That's why we started it.
Well, now you get to go out to the party, tag someone else to be interviewed. I could maybe get Lauren and Chris right behind you.
Hey, guys.
I mean, tune in next week for the rest of the Artslandia launch party. See you next week. ¶¶